USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Consumer Price Index jumping 7% for the year ending in December. The Bureau of Labor Statistics saying that's the biggest 12-month jump since June 1982. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott tells Fox News people in his state are seeing higher prices.
I have parents that, you know, are saying, oh, do I put gas in the car? Do I put food on the table? I have more people that they're working in food banks that say people are coming in because they can't afford food. We see rent just going up like crazy. Electricity prices are up.
Cold weather is hitting the United States and natural gas prices aren't helping matters. They spiked by more than 13% on Wednesday. The price surpassing $4.80 per BTU. That's the highest it's been since November. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. GoSonsOfLiberty.com.
A medical helicopter crashed in front of a church in suburban Philadelphia on Tuesday.
A medevac helicopter carrying a child patient crash-landed outside Philadelphia Tuesday afternoon, but all four people on board are expected to survive in what officials called an absolute miracle. The crash took place roughly 1 p.m. near United Methodist Church in Delaware County on its way to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia from Maryland. Authorities said the passengers, the pilot, a crew member, a nurse, and an infant patient were able to pull themselves out of the completely destroyed helicopter. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Hundreds of thousands of expired COVID test kits in Florida can still be used. The FDA recently granted the state's request to extend the kit's expiration date by another 3 months to March. The Division of Emergency Management has between 800,000 and 1 million test kits that originally expired in September. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz grilled a senior FBI official on whether or not FBI agents or confidential informants played a role in the Capitol protest on January 6, 2021. At a Democratic-led Senate Judiciary Committee hearing titled The Domestic Terrorism Threat 1 year after January 6, Cruz asked Jill Sanborn, Executive Assistant Director for the FBI's National Security Branch, about suspicions held by some that government officials encouraged lawless behavior during the protest. When asked if any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participated in the riot, Sanborn responded, "Sir, I can't answer that." After the hearing, Cruz said all he's looking for is some answers.
In that same hearing, I asked that FBI official, I asked her about one individual in particular, Ray Epps. There have been a lot of videos online of Ray Epps. Ray Epps was there on January 5th, on January 6th. There are videos of him urging the crowd, saying we should go to the Capitol, but not just go to the Capitol, we must go in the Capitol. In other words, urging them to break the law. And he keeps saying, in the Capitol, in the Capitol. And the entire crowd starts chanting, Fed, 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 Fed. It's a very puzzling and disturbing video.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.